Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. Thank you, Steve. It is August the 24th, a Tuesday night, 2010. We are in this mix together, my friends. If you're listening, it's most likely that you're interested in the issues of the end of days. You are interested in what is going on. And you know what? This is what we're all about because of two things, I think. One, the preemptive, great, massive content of biblical prophecy, all the things that Jesus said the Spirit of God has given, and the truth. When we say that, it involves more than just an assent to truth, but a relationship with the God of truth and knowing about this life and our relationship in the next. Very vital issue. I got a birthday card from my mom just the other day. I looked at her handwriting, and it was large and scribbled. And what's happening right now, I was down there visiting with her about a few weeks ago, and her eyesight is really, really gone. Nowadays, she's having my sister and maybe my brother write letters for her. She just can't do it. I don't know if you ever had that done or not, but had somebody else, you know, you say the words and they write it down. Now, that's somewhat what we're going to talk about tonight. The concept of the spirit of Antichrist, this is part three in the series. Listen, if you look at shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net, the website, we have on there immediately the live show listing of, the theme for the week. Here it is. We must know the difference, the spirit of Christ or the spirit of Antichrist. It does mean everything, regardless whether we're in politics, military, anywhere in the world. It is about a relationship with God or, as I say many times because it burns my britches, a focused and functioning and targeting of deception. The goal, of course, as Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago, that the many that will come in his name and claim to be that they are him, their only goal is deception. Please understand that we are in the midst of the most unprecedented, unequaled spiritual deception, and it will lead to the gravest of physical destructions in all of human history and never to be repeated again. The goal of the deception, steal you from God, use you for the masqueraded dark side, and then discard you to hell itself. They don't care. I've engaged the demons. I've listened to them scream. I've watched the possessed fall to the ground in agony. I've watched what the demons do, what the demons say. There's a vast difference between the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of Christ. And Romans 8 says, if you have not the spirit of Christ, listen, my friend, you are none of his. Listen, I want to say again, thank you to Steve Quayle to be on here as a guest host on a Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. And listen, in a day and hour of grave providence of God, the mission of God continues, and we're a part of it. You listening, many of you as believers, you're a part of it. Tonight, as we go to this third part of the series this week, because we need to know, and is that just me, Russ Dizdar, saying, oh, you've got to know this? No, you know what it is? You can go to the book of 1 John chapter 4. God says so. The Spirit of God himself talks about verse 2, chapter 4. This is how you can recognize, actually, K-N-O-W. This is how you can know. Gnosko is the Greek word meaning that you can know that you know that you know, an experiential knowledge. You know the difference between the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. We're commanded to test the spirits. We're told don't let anyone deceive you. Now, that's not going to happen unless we know some of the Word and growing in the Word, becoming strong. Can I ask you tonight if you're a believer, how you doing? How's your spiritual walk? What's happening in your life? I know that right now thousands of folks listening, and again, believers, that are strong, believers that care, believers that can feel the Spirit of God in the midst of this hour. And you know things. And I would ask for your prayers. I would ask for your prayers. And you've got to understand that in the context of the doors that have been opened, we're now finding that dear people from 83 nations, just off the one website we have here, are individuals listening on a live level across the board, but also on downloading the archives and getting it later. So I want you to know, even if it's a week later, that you're in the mix of our prayers. I come because of the motivation of John 3:16 and 3:17. God so loved the passion, the fire, the motivation for all of what God has done. God loves you. God did not send Jesus Christ into the world to condemn you, but to save you. It's what he wants to do. And if you're saved and you know it, let the redeemed, you know, let the praise, let the walk, let his fire, his God's emotion be unveiled in your heart. Do you feel what God feels? And I believe that believers, when Christ is living in you, you can, and we're to be showing the compassion and have a heart. I don't know about you as a believer, but I don't want to see one person lost. And I want to see every person come into a relationship directly with God. I hate the fact that there is such vast and powerful deception. I've got 8 different areas. Let me mention them, and then I'll come back to them. As far as how does the spirit of Antichrist, when it or they come on an individual to use them, to propagate a forged, fake Christ, or for individuals to claim they are a Christ and clearly they are not. Here's the 8. We'll go back over them one by one. From a distance, number 1. From a distance, number 2. Passive reception, number 3. Fused or mounted, number 4. Dictation, number 5. Automatic writing. Number 6, tranced out. Number 7, out of the body experiences. Number 8, channeling. Can I give you a 9? Can I give you number 9? A visitation. That's right, a visitation. Can I give you a 10? A actual false Christ right in front of you. Maybe there's somebody listening tonight that you've actually been to a meeting where Maitreya showed up. It's one thing for the spiritually induced and mounted Benjamin Krim to come with the power of the spirit of Antichrist on him, motivating. And it's sad to me. I see this older gentleman-looking guy promoting cutting-edge spirit of Antichrist content. Being deceived, you can only deceive others. Let me say it again. Being deceived, you can only deceive others. So we're joining you tonight, the 24th of August. It's a Tuesday. We're in the mix of the rise of globalism, spiritual evolution that leads to deity, the dark side says, the rise and unprecedented unleashing of Mayan. And I'm going to tell you now, it may have been saved for this hour of deception. It's going to fuel and empower Luciferic globalism. It is already bringing great deception. And now there is possibly evidence of the beginnings of human sacrifice all over again. We're going to bring that out all in September. We may do 2 to 3, maybe the entire month, is all going to be dealing with this whole incredible, it is really astonishing, development. It is literally a pouring out and another massive, thick layer of spiritual deceit and spiritual deception. And yes, it burns my britches that that it's all about deceiving people. Jesus said, don't let anyone deceive you. Many will come in my name. They're going to, and he said literally, they shall deceive many. Now, I said in the earlier regular Shatter the Darkness live hour, I'll say it again here, Survive to Thrive, the radio network, that millions are deceived already, but it's not the end. So I want to say to all the believers in Christ, you have the Spirit of God, the Word of Truth, and the Savior, the way, the truth, and the life. And there is nothing higher, greater, more authoritative, more powerful. What are we doing about it? We've been sent in the mission of Christ to take the living Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. See, all of Rome was actually massively, politically, militarily, the census, the consensus of the whole of the people. And yet the gospel invaded. And soldiers and political individuals and the people were turning to the living Christ away from the gods and goddesses, away from the blood cults and Bacchus and all the rest. And there was a great turning. And even though there was a great conflict, because the structure of the ancient empire of Rome, oh buddy, it was mounted heavily. Matter of fact, Romans 16:20 was God's declaration he was going to take Rome down. That God would soon crush Satan under the Roman believers' feet. You know why Rome fell? Not just because of the historical pictures of their decadence or the barbarians came. It ultimately collapsed by what God was doing to preserve the people of God and advance the gospel. God will break down walls. God will get into nations. I mean, we're praying. We've got a little globe over here, and I do. I pray over nations. I pray over cities. God, get us into Moscow. God, get us over here. And I'm praying. And I believe that there are literally thousands of listeners in the last couple of months that have gotten hold of the downloads or may even listen live. But I think it's because the Holy Spirit is drawn and guided. Do you understand the joy, the love, the presence, the power, the supernatural hand of God coming from this side of the fence? Heaven down, there's another side. Hell up. South of heaven, hell. Listen, it is operating. As I said the other night, the spirit of Antichrist is like hell on wheels right now around the world. And I'm going to go over a number of these distinct ways in which the spirit of Antichrist, and I've said this, whether it's the fallen cherub himself, I mean, he would be the preemptive or the premier, spirit of, I mean, if anybody's going to obscure the real Christ and try to get rid of him and then replace with a forgery, it would be the fallen cherub. And that will ultimately be done in Homo Satanus, the Antichrist, the Antichristu, the instead of. Now, it's the Greek word anti. The idea is he's both opposed and instead of. The Antichrist is the sheer pinnacle of opposition to the real Christ and a replacement of the real Christ, the instead of. Ultimately, he wants to do two things, as I mentioned in the first hour, part two. The spirit of Antichrist seeks to get rid of, cloak, obscure the real Christ. That will be preeminent in the actual presence of the real Antichrist. And to offer another, himself. Now, the spirit of God tells us, this is how we know it's the last hour. 1 John chapter 2, that many antichrists have gone out into the world and the antichrist is coming. Now, I was listening to Coast, and I do that often. And I listen to interviews, and I love to hear what individuals say about the antichrist. And I've noticed Art in the past and George Norrie. And I I hear them discuss in earnest and their belief in the coming of an Antichrist. And I hear individuals calling, and here's what I see. And I find that there's New Agers and Wiccans. There's a lot of people who talk about the Antichrist. People that aren't even believers in anything they say. And they talk about the Antichrist. Oh, he's coming. I mean, people in the military, people talk about it. It's common stuff right now. There are movies that are made with this Antichrist. As predicted, in my opinion, he's already alive, been born, counterfeit incarnation. He's out there developing. According to the book of Daniel, he'll have a lot of political work to do prior to the apocalypse, the unveiling of him, and ultimately going to the temple to declare himself God. Now, all of what it says in Daniel, 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 John, you can go all the way through the book of Revelation. It's all consistent and adds and gives us, it profiles. God is the profiler. God has profiled the dark side and has given us, I'm going to say it very clearly, infallible, accurate, pinpoint, selected, critical information. God has painted the picture of not only what, who and what, but the events surrounding the Antichrist. So we should know this pretty well. And we should know that it's his visible apocalypse to the world. You know, when I think of it, when I think of the day that that ancient voice will actually speak and the world will hear and globalism will be crystallized and a new military system coming. You know what? When that voice speaks, you're hearing Satan through human instrumentality direct. And you're hearing the voice of an ancient hate that hates God, seeks to replace God. And the pinnacle of the presence, sight, and voice of Antichristu. So for all the ones that have been in the talk shows everywhere else talking about him, please understand one thing. One thing that if I ever could convey to millions of coast-to-coast listeners, to Mr. George Norrie, would be this. The reason for the Antichrist is because of the original, real God in human flesh, Christ, who did die at the cross for you, for all of us, for the world. The reason for the Antichrist and all that he will do is because of the real Christ's first coming and the real Christ's declared and soon, second coming. His first coming, provision of salvation, and the depth of spiritual, relational connection to God. The second coming, like the first, it's about the Savior in return. Finalizing and ending all this deception. That's the great thing. Now, I'm going to go on to the 10 different things. I added two right in the middle of all this. I can maybe say the Spirit of the Lord helped guide that because it just literally came as we were going. My notes were already here before me. But let me give you, when we talk about how does the Spirit of Antichrist operate? Now, again, I think one of the big pictures is clearly 1 Timothy 4:1. You've got to have read this before. In reference to the Holy Spirit, the Word of God says, the Spirit, the uncreated, eternal, infinite Spirit of God, now hear me when I read this next part, clearly says, here's a Greek word that is, it means loudly. Can I just say that? The Spirit loudly, explicitly, it's a great Greek word. There is an explicitness about what he says. It is detailed. It is expressed in the sense. It's almost as though the Spirit of God is here raising his voice and speaking with great thunder. That's how we got to take this verse. That's how we take, the Spirit explicitly, expressly, loudly, clearly, says, that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith. Why? Because that which is opposed to the faith, the presence of it will be so massive, so broad, as to push people away. Spirit of Antichrist, to cloak the real, to obscure the real, and to provide a forgery. So here's what it says. God the Holy Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, there'll be millions, literally, that will abandon the faith and will follow, that has the idea of embracing, listening to, deceiving, the Greek word planos, spirits, and things. Now listen, this is very important. Taught by demons. This is didache. This is, didakalos is the idea, doctrine. Data in the minds of remote viewers. Revelation, inspiration, overshadowing in the minds of occultists. So again, the heads up is clear. In the last of the last days, the goal of the seducing spirits, as Jesus taught, as the rest of Scripture teaches, well, to pull away many, millions. And we are talking about entities emanating their power, energy, content, bringing inspired writings. That's what it's all about. How does that happen? You ever read the rest of this? About how these spirits will come on individuals and convincing them, guiding them. Their consciences have been seared. I mean, this is what it's all about. It's about how the spirit of Antichrist literally blankets the mind and hearts and lives and perceptions of those, well, who have been pushed away from the real Christ and been inundated out of a willingness with the spirit of Antichrist's content. It can come in 10 ways. If you do the looking all over right now, and maybe you're listening and you are believing in and presenting a de-deified, non-saving, fake Christ who's not coming again. You've been convinced by what? Instead of the real? Listen, we're going to go over the differences between the real and the counterfeit. Do you understand the difference? I mean, on the left, put down the real Christ. All the prophets said, all the apostles, all of what the angels, all of what Jesus said, all of what the scripture says. And then put down all of the false Christs, all the entities that claim it, all the individuals that claimed it, all those who are preaching a false Christ, and put down the attributes of the false Christs. On the one side, you have God purposely coming for us, God sharing in humanity, the incarnation, Emmanuel, the Logos, that which is behind everything, has now come into human flesh. He loves us. He lives a sinless life and dies on the cross on our behalf, not because of him. He didn't do anything. And he rose from the dead, and he gives the power of forgiveness and the power of a new life and the power of the, well, a gifting. Omnion Zoe, eternal life, indestructible immortality, seeing God face to face. It all involves God loving us, God wanting us, God living in us directly here and now, and us being glorified later on, seeing God face to face. Now, the fake, listen now, in every case, including the Maitreya, including what Muhammad did with the Quran, it presents a false Christ no differently than Madame Blavatsky, no differently than Alice Bailey, David Spangler, Robert Mueller, Course in Miracles, Eckhart Tolle, on and on and on, Sun Moon, on and on down the road. The fake Christ, the presentation coming from the spirit of Antichrist, well, is always going to be de-deified, non-saving, no cross, no blood of Christ, no sinless life, not coming again, and you can't know him. That's the fake. And remote viewers are gripping it, and psychics are gripping it, and university professors at the University of Phoenix are leading people to engage the entities that will teach this very lethal spiritual lie. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you right now, it burns my britches that that is what is going on in the days that we're living. It kind of burns my britches. I look back many, many years ago when that very presence was guiding me to be kneeling down in a passive way, to be led by a master that would desire to guide me to engage the Great White Brotherhood. The Bible calls them Cosmocrators. He wanted me to get to the point where they came into my body and spoke through me, that I'd be a channeler. Never happened. I got saved right in the mix of the greatest deception. Well, it almost took my life. Someday I'll share about that. It did almost take my life. But God stepped in. The Spirit of Truth, the Savior, who is the truth, the Word of Truth. It's the Greek word aletheia. It not only has the idea of truth, but of absolute reality. This is real, man. Do you know the living Christ? Are you guided by a false Maitreya? De-deified, pocket-sized, rabbit's foot, little Jesus that the spirit of Antichrist has made up. Well, the fake can't do anything for you. Listen, let's take a few moments, listen to Steve Quayle. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. And this is Russ Dizdar, our guest host, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. Thank you again, Steve. We are going to deal now with the 10 points or functioning of the spirit of Antichrist when it comes on individuals. Please remember, there's a conference coming up, Las Vegas, Nevada, this Friday and Saturday, August 27th, 28th. Lynn Marzulli is going to be there. I will be there. Andrew Hoffman will be there. Connie Huff will be there. Minister Dante Fortson will be there from the Omega Hour. And going to be a great, great conference dealing with, as was the days of Noah, so shall the days be in times. Now we're going to have Tom Horn, October 1st and 2nd, in Canton, Ohio. And the conference here, Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference, Russ Dizdar, Tom Horn, Sharon and Derek Gilbert from PID Radio, and also Jeffrey Rad. There's a website. Listen, go to shatterthedarkness.net. You can get that. Those websites, how to get tickets, how to be involved. And listen, I hope if I don't see you in Las Vegas, I will see you here in my area of Canton, Ohio, when Tom Horn and the Gilberts and all of us are going to be gathering for Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference. We've got some friends coming out of Minnesota. We've got others coming from down south. Folks have already written me saying they're going to be signing up. So please do, and we hope to see. It's always a great time. Tonight we're talking about, in our third part, the spirit of Antichrist, and the issue here tonight is this. And by the way, the details for every night that we're dealing with this subject is up on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Tonight, right now, in this hour, it's all about when the spirit of Antichrist comes on and then works through people that has believed what the spirit and spirits of Antichrist are saying. Now, it always involves, again, their function. If we listen to what Jesus said, listen to the rest of Scripture, the picture is this. In the end of days, the dark side will be coming through and be operative globally, leading to globalism and leading to the end of the world. As, again, unprecedented, and I've said again and again, that it's on a scale where it's bulging at the seams to break through to the chaos. But what most have not seen is the frog in the kettle approach in the last 50 years. Worldwide, there are literally now, I would have to say billions, gripped in one way or the other by the spirit of Antichrist, which to me is a precursor for the coming of the Antichrist. That's what's concerning and concerns all of us. And what we need to do in the strategies of evangelistic mission. So I'm going to give you the 10 things in the way the spirit of Antichrist, the way the spirits that function that way will operate. Number one, there's going to be 10 of these. Number one, from a distance. Here's the idea where they send, and anybody reading Ephesians 6, remember how it talks about how the evil one can send? The figure of speech there is sending arrows. The arrows, again, are coming with the data, the revelation, actual communication from a dark spirit to a human mind, to human consciousness. So it's literally voice to skull, spiritual. Well, you can call it technology if you want. It's literally the spirit speaking. Sometimes in the beginning, it's when we say distance, it's there's an involuntary, you know, we didn't come up with it ourselves, but a feeling comes over us, or thoughts begin to come into our minds, ideas pop into our minds, because the spirits are beginning to send things to a person's mind and heart. Now, I watched, and I've done a lot of reading of the occultists and others, and I was asking a Fort Bragg trained Psi Warrior remote viewer one day how they got involved with remote viewing. Here's what they told me. That they felt a curiosity, and by some level of spiritual synchronicity, they got a hold of materials and individuals that could help them. They got into projects. They felt a sense of wanting to, and then there were ideas. Then there was an energy, a presence, that then when they began to practice it and get involved with it, that helped them to do it, to get out into the ether from a distance. Ingo Swann, the father of modern remote viewing, as some call him, the argument about whether it's psychic phenomena or remote viewing, whether it's sanitized psychic remote viewing. Listen, the issue is this. It is non-human enhancement. And from a distance, demonic presence masqueraded as translucent, awesome light beings, ancient beings, sentiment, whatever they want to say they are. Do you understand? Do you believe at all that they are here with a massive agenda involving every nation of the world and you too? From a distance, to begin to send suggestions and thoughts and ideas that are meant to pop into your mind. The movie Inception that just came out, the idea of Inception, the idea of planting an idea in your head and making you think in the beginning that it's yours so that you will repeat it, you will go on with it, you will open up to it. If one of those arrows of Ephesians 6, let me talk to believers in Christ. If you pray right now and say, Spirit of God, Lord Jesus, show me what arrows the enemy has been sending. Is there any arrows, that is, actual communication, involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts coming into my mind and heart? Maybe you've even begun to, listen, all of a sudden you get thoughts, you can't witness for Christ. Your prayers don't mean anything. You can't do anything good for God. You're not a good believer. Why even read the Bible? All of a sudden, feelings and or thoughts, can I ask you a question? Where is it coming from? That's what we need to understand, that really in spiritual warfare, just sending ideas to try to get us to agree with, well, I guess I shouldn't read my Bible. I guess I shouldn't try to witness. I guess I shouldn't really try to be a prayer warrior. That all runs contrary to the Word of God, Christian. That all runs contrary to the Spirit of God and what you're to be doing. So it's always, you know, in that, from behind the spiritual bushes, per se, they're sending the ideas. That's true. When it comes to millions of individuals out there that are already, again, if you don't know Christ, you don't have the Spirit of Christ, then you're more vulnerable. The back door of your life is open. And if you've opened up to other, if you've been reading other materials, then you're obviously going to be open to, from a distance, the spirits will bring ideas and thoughts for you to begin to grab. It could be ideas and thoughts about the real Christ. Oh, he's nothing. You don't want to read about that. There's more to that than you think. It's all made up. And so all of a sudden, in the engagement of spiritual warfare, I mean, Jesus taught about this in a parable, how Satan will come, the dark side will come to steal, literally try to take the Word of God out of your mind and heart so that you can't believe that and be saved. And instead bring ideas and thoughts that are literally lies and are spiritual lethal deceit. So number one, it can occur from a distance. Usually it's involuntary ideas, thoughts, feelings, inception. Ask the Lord to search you. Has the dark side been sending things it wants you to begin to believe and accept and open up to? And if you do, then a synchronicity to lead you darker will begin to occur. Because they want you to go deeper into the masqueraded darkness. Number two is passive reception. Now, that's where I was when I was in the temple listening. We were down in a certain position and with our legs folded back under our bodies, per se. And we were to have our tongues at the roof of our back of our throat. And we were to go completely passive, empty ourselves, and completely rid ourselves of all thought, all feeling, not to resist anything. Anything coming from the outside was to be allowed to come in. Passive reception. Do you know that's the exact model used in the work of and training of all remote viewers. Do you know that remote viewing is involving human capacity but non-human enhancement? The idea that the Akashic records out there, this hall of spiritual records of content, they called it the collective unconscious, the global mind that is bursting through, this living intelligence, some people are calling it. It's nothing more than Ephesians 2, the prince of the power of the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere, the spirit that is now operating. And if a person goes passive and is trained to receive into themselves anything, everything, this is why when it comes to Hinduism and Buddhism and when it comes to New Age stuff, the teaching, they want you. The spirits want you. They got to be able to come in. And if they've already told you for your will to put up no guard, for your mind to put up no testing, no critical discernment. This is true also of Dan Sherman. Project Preserve Destiny. You know the book. This is the guy that said he worked for the National Security Agency. That he was an intuitive. That he was connected up with a machine where he was to go completely passive and receive intel from entities. He wasn't allowed to question. Wasn't allowed to have a critical mind concerning it. He was just to receive it passively. When it comes to transferring spirits off one leader to another follower, they want you to have passive reception. When individuals want to do past life regression and that kind of, the spirit on them, the New Ager, will guide you to become passive, absolutely passive, so that you can receive the communication, the revelation, the spirit's information. God tells believers indwelt by the Spirit of God to be alert, to be active, to keep your minds that are now animated by the Spirit of God active. You can read again 1 John 4 that you are told to test the spirits. Whatever spiritual content is coming from somebody, if they've got a spiritual content and it's not the Spirit of Christ, guaranteed it will come to bring deception. They can't do anything else. It is their nature. It is their will. Number one, from a distance. Number two, passive reception. A lot of Californians out there will know this. There's been a massive, massive transcendental meditation. The New Age has given you every golden Buddha that I was taught. Passive reception of whatever's coming in. Let it come. Let it come into your head. Let it come into your body. All the way to the point of, if it takes over and you become a channel, so be it. Dangerous. Point number three, fused. If you ever read or know of Alice Bailey, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, that book, or any of her books. And by the way, I will not quote what I believe is Didache of Daemonoia, Doctrines of Demons. I won't quote it. I'll talk about it. I will paraphrase it. And like the book she wrote, or any of the 21 volumes she wrote, listen, you know what it was? And others that observed her. How she would be there for hours, like even Helena Blavatsky, for hours as this entity would be guiding. Now, they would say that she was overshadowed, mounted, or the idea of being fused, that where the spiritual entity and where Alice Bailey, the occult writer, began or ended, nobody knew. There was a fusing. It was as though by her willingness and openness and belief, she believed the entity, and the entity had rights and room to then literally fuse with her mind, with her perceptions, and guided her in the writings. this is true of many, many, many books out there now. A book I read a couple of summers back, God's Genes and Consciousness by Paul Vaughn Ward. Now, as I'm reading it, as a believer, with the Holy Spirit, I like to call it with Holy Spirit lit eyes, Holy Spirit lit perception, I'm reading this book, and the guy claims to be an ordained Baptist minister. As I'm reading, I'm saying, there is not a possibility this guy's a believer. There's not a possibility at all. This guy, and I'm reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it, setting it down, reading it, writing notes like crazy, reading it. I mean, it is, I even said at one point, it's one of the most dangerous books written in the last number of years. One of the most dangerous. And I kept saying to myself, this guy is fused. It's not from a distance. Maybe it began that way. It's not just passive reception. Maybe he involved that. But it's fused. He is mounted. He is being guided. It is some of the most definitive doctrine of demon echoing the Luciferic agenda of globalism. The call in the book is for us to listen to the voices of the advanced beings in a evolution. It all involves turning away from the real Christ, cloaking him, obscuring him, and replacing with a forgery. I kept saying to myself, this guy is being guided by an entity, a dark entity. Now, at the very end of his book, you know what he says? That he's got to acknowledge that he's had help in writing the book. To the very entities that he's talking about, he acknowledges that they have helped him and they have guided him in the writing of that book. That book agrees with Helena Blavatsky. It agrees with Alice Bailey. It agrees with New Age teaching. It agrees with globalism. It agrees with the Luciferic doctrine. That man was supernaturally guided. And the content is the spirit of Antichrist, and it is lethal to your spiritual and eternal well-being. Number four, dictation. Now, a lot of folks said that Alice Bailey and the writing of the reappearance of Christ and all the things she did. You know, when I read her materials, she quotes Scripture a lot. Never correctly. Never correctly. See, when the spirits, and let me tell you this right now. It's clear, I don't know about all spirits, but it's clear the functioning spirits that operate in the spirit Antichrist sense, obviously Satan himself, knows the Scripture backward and forward. They know how to quote it. I've had demon-possessed people where demons have quoted Scripture, just like Satan did Matthew 4 to Jesus. Quoted it correctly as far as grammatically correct, in a sense, but out of context. Quoted it for the sake of using it in a misleading way. So when I read Alice Bailey, I see that's, she was too deep in to know the difference. You see, the Spirit of God leads you into the truth to where you'll know truth and you are to be able to perceive truth. And, you can read about it, 1 Corinthians 2. You've been given the Spirit of God so that you will know the massive revelation of God. Spirits that come will guide you to other writings from other dark spirits. So there's a synchronicity there. Alice Bailey would talk about how the entity, and there's discussion about writers that, you know, that agree with and believe Alice and write about her, that they know that the content was, it came down to being dictated. That the entity had to make sure and go over every word to make sure she did it perfectly in dictation sense. And there are those that will hear a voice. The actual entity, they'll converse. They'll talk back and forth. They'll listen. And the entity holds the authority. And the entity then gives, ultimately, dictation. This is true about the Quran. It was not the angel Gabriel. It was a counterfeit angel of light, but really a dark spirit. obviously operating the Quran. Listen, at least think this through. The Quran is extremely inspired and unleashed by the spirit of Antichrist. Why? Because it meets the two criteria. One, to strip the real Christ, obscure the real Christ, remove the real Christ, de-deify the real, to really get him out of the picture. And then, at the same time, offer a counterfeit, a fake Christ, as the Quran does. Why is it okay for the Quran to blaspheme the real Christ, de-deify, take away the cross, take away what he did, take away all of that? And present a lie, present an absolute forgery. How come that's spiritually, politically correct or whatever? And we need to take a look at that again. A lot of people around the world need to quit being deceived by even the approach of deception. So let's take a look again right now. At point number five, because we only got about 5 minutes left. Point number five, automatic writing. There's a book out there called The Course of Miracles, and many like it, where the psychologist says there was a presence that was on them that as they are writing, as they are, you know, it's like something took over. They don't even know everything they wrote. This is kind of true about Muhammad also. Muhammad had dictation from the angelic presence, the demonic thing, the entity, and actually he did three of these things. He had dictation, he had automatic writing, he also tranced out. So in automatic writing, where a spirit takes over, now one of the shows that we did in the early days about a year and a half ago on Sunday nights, there was a lady that we led to Christ. She was an automatic writer. For 8 years, a spirit would come on her and guide. And I've known others and engaged with others. Same thing occurs. They get a feeling. They get a movement. They all of a sudden got to get a pen in hand. Their hand begins to write. They don't know what they're writing. Something takes over and is writing a message. It's an entity, my friend. It's a demonic entity. Number six, being tranced out. And this happened to Muhammad a lot. And this happens to a lot of individuals where the spirit works so deep in them to the point of possession where they literally trance out and the spirit takes over and either speaks through them, channelers, and others like that. They may wake up later, have writings, write down revelations, claim they've seen things, or the voice came through them to others and they didn't even know about it. Their personality was pushed out of the way. So that's number six. Let me go over quickly. Number one, from a distance. Number two, passive reception. Number three, being fused or overshadowed. Number four, dictation. Number five, automatic writing. Number six, being tranced out. Number seven, out-of-the-body experience, like Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, and others that are going out into the astral plane, getting information out of their bodies and bringing it back and saying, hey, we're now telling you the data, the revelation, the information we're getting. Back before I got saved, I had that experience. I thought we came up with the knowledge of the universe. I thought we'd come up with the correct understanding of what happened to the Garden of Eden. All of it was contrary to what God, the Holy Spirit, Christ, prophets, apostles, the real angels of God have said. Number eight, it could be a direct channeler. Someone completely taken over to where they aren't even there and the entity is speaking through them in such a way that somebody's writing things down for them. They're speaking content. Now, we've seen a lot of this, Ramtha and others that have, through J.C. Knight and others, that have spoken all this content, bringing technology, insight, wisdom, political ideology, military stuff. Literally, through these channels, when entities are really there, they can bring all kinds of stuff for those who... I was at a meeting once where there was a channeler. I was waiting for the entity to take over. I was going to get up and rebuke it and out it, literally, and command it to be exposed in the name of Jesus. I didn't care if I got kicked out. I wanted the engagement. We prayed and prayed. 2 hours we waited, and the person finally said, it's not going to happen. And probably because the entity knew what would happen. Now, number 9 is visitation, where, like with Muhammad and many others, there is they think an angelic visitation. They think there's an entity that, you know, an alien. This has happened a lot in the ufology, the field of ufology, angelology. Number 10, well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. We're at the end of the hour. I hear the music. And this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net of the web. Keep us in your prayers. Thank you for listening. Guest host tonight on Survive to Thrive, the radio network. God bless you. Good night.